Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Abby's about to call out a bunch of her hypocritical friends here in just one second. Before we get to that, though, look, you got to be really, really careful with your Alexa here. Like, your kids are sophisticated with technology now. And it doesn't matter how old they are. There's a dude telling a story today that his five-year-old used their Alexa and ended up buying $5,000 worth of toys.
$5,000?
And a hot tub.
Like a style.
My five-year-old ordered almost $1,000 worth of toys on Amazon this morning. He even ordered a $500 hot tub. So parents, make sure you've disabled voice purchasing on the Alexa app.
All right, here's a sample of his kid hitting up Alexa. Now be careful if you're at the house because your Alexa might go off here.
Alexa, get me a monster truck. It jumps 23 inches off ground. Alexa, add a little hot tub to my car. Alexa, get me a lazy river. It's 45 feet around. Alexa, add 112 water slides to my car.
So Alexa heard that and said, okay, you must have said hot tub.
That kid's like Alexa's a genie.
All right, Abby, let him have it.
Oh, this is one of the best parts about having a mic, because sometimes you get to blast your friends for being hypocrites. But I'm going to try and do this lovingly, because girl groups are notoriously hard to navigate, because usually there are friend groups within friend groups. And so I'm a part of this friend group that has about two different sides. There's four of us that are super close. We have really similar interests, similar personalities. We vibe really well. And then we have another half of the group that is, they're closer with each other than they are to us. And they, again, have different interests, different types of personalities. And sometimes we hang out together. But then there are other times when we just want to hang out separately. And so we have gotten into a little bit of a tiff in the group chat, because this weekend, my half of the friend group is going on a trip to Manhattan, and we're very excited about it. We all like to do the same things, drink and walk around and hit on guys, and that's what we like to do. And the other side of the friend group would rather go to like museums and, you know, do more touristy things, which is totally fine. But that's not what we want to do when we go to Manhattan. And so because we knew that, we did not invite them on this trip. And so we knew that if they found out, they were going to call us out for this. And so we have almost successfully kept it a secret for a couple of months. However, somebody decided to spill the beans. So a mutual friend of ours was hanging out with them and said, oh, are you guys going to New York with Abby and X, Y, and Z and X, Y, and Z? And they're like, they're going to New York? And
oh no.
Which I know makes us sound like a-holes, because why would you not want to invite your friends even if they have different interests? They can do different things. Here's my point of contention. They messaged us in the group chat kind of mad about this. And then in the other group chat with me and my friends who are going to New York, we got together and I'm like, do we finally call them out on doing this to us? Because this is the first time we've done it to them, but they consistently don't invite us to do things. So if we post things on Instagram of us getting margaritas together, they will always swipe up and be like, where was our invite? And we're just like, oh, laugh, funny. And they will do the exact same thing. So like if they go to the beach and it's just them, we never swipe up and go, where was our invite? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So basically, they have called us out in the group chat for not inviting them to our group trip when they consistently do this to us as well. And it's so beyond frustrating because we're going this weekend and we feel like they're already a little bit mad about this. We feel like we're not going to be able to post on Instagram and take the fun pictures and show what a great time we're having because the entire time we know that they're going to be guilting us for not inviting them when they do the exact same thing to us all the time. And it's for the same reason. We like to do different things, but we occasionally like to hang out together.
And that's okay. Like, not everybody has to hang out every single time, especially if they've done it before. Call them out.
So you and I are drastically different ages here. So is it not an option for you to go to New York and post the great time that you're having in New York just to alleviate the tension?
No, because they're going to swipe up and be like, looks like it's happening. You know, they're kind of like the guilt trippy type of friends. And
what I'm saying is don't post. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, but it's not a fun word.
You shouldn't have to do that.
I know. I have cute outfits planned. We are going to fun restaurants. And it's hard. It's been hard for us to get excited about this because, A, we felt like we haven't been able to talk about it freely because we were like, they can't know. And then they ended up finding out anyway. And then, B, it's just creating unnecessary tension when we feel the exact same way. We just care less because if they want to go do other things, that's fine. That's their prerogative. We just wish that they would be less hypocritical and not call us out for what they do to us all the time.
It's infuriating when somebody does something and it's okay for them to do it, but heaven forbid you have the audacity to do it and then they come down on you.
Yeah, like if they want to go to the beach with just them, that's fine. They don't have to invite us, but if we want to go to the beach and not invite them, then we're the mean ones.
Well, the good news is, this is all going to sort itself out once they hear this segment.
Bert, they don't listen to the show. Sorry to break it to you.
Can you just send it to them?
No.
In the group chat, can you not call out the hypocrisy and be like, hey guys, the three of you have done stuff together and we never said anything about it. It's okay.
They're very sensitive, which is why they will not hear this segment. They're very sensitive in the sense that, like, if we said something, then we would just look mean. Which I'm not really sure that the segment is helping anyway, but it's a little frustrating when they're constantly doing something that...
But that's delusional.
Yeah, go live your life.
Call him out. Yeah, I would call him out. I have a friend like this I had to call out, and he's very sensitive too, but he does the same thing to me. He goes everywhere and doesn't invite me. But every single time I go anywhere, I could go to dinner with my mom, and he's like, where's the invite, bro? Why would you be here?
Oh, I like this one. I like the passive-aggressive one when you're out, and then I get one or two from friends going, if I'm out at a restaurant with friends having drinks, I'll get the text that says, I like vodka.
Yes.
See, that's exactly what I mean. That's the stuff I'm going to be getting all weekend long.
So take this show as an example, okay? Imagine if every time Mo and Katie went out, I hit them up and I'm like, where was my invite?
I like pizza.
Bowling. That looks fun. I can't remember the last time somebody invited me to go bowling. Or like if Cassie and I were out doing something and then like Bert hit us up and was like, I would have liked to have gone to a park and hung out. Like WTF.
You don't got to worry about that text.
I know.
He's like, if Cassie's there, I don't want to be there.
And especially if your children are there, I definitely don't want to be there. Like, everybody on the show, like, there's different
there's cliques within the group, and that's normal.
It's 100% normal. And so for them to do it, but then to say something to you to make you feel bad for doing it, I am getting, I'm incensed for you. And honestly, at a certain point, I don't care if they're sensitive. Like, sometimes you have to have the mirror and throw it right in somebody's face so they can see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's not right for them to crap on your trip when you've never crapped on there.
Go live your life.
They're welcome to have a good time, but if you're wondering why I'm not post about New York this weekend.
Post.
I want to see every cute outfit. I want to see every outfit of the day while you are in New York. I want to see all the things. And then as you're driving by one of the museums, I want you to flick it off. Screw the Met.
Get it. The Bert Show.